Blue, it's Radio Life and Style. The sound of U2 fading into the background where the streets have no name. And we're going nameless right now because, as I mentioned just a few minutes ago, we are casting a spotlight on an organization that has a presence right around the globe. And it is anonymous. Narcotics Anonymous, NA for short, and well represented in South Africa and in KZN in particular, where there is a really strong KZN fellowship. And in the studio this morning, we have some good people representing the Narcotics Anonymous KZN fellowship. We've got a full studio, in fact. We've got Rob, we've got Andile, we've got Nadine and Petra in the background, and on the microphone right now to kind of give us a little information, just a bit of an overview of what the NA story is and why you should know about it, how it could help you or someone close to you. And so welcome to the studio, guys, in the background and up front on the mics. Rob on microphone number one, how are you doing this morning?
Well, thanks. Thank you for having us.
Great to have you, man. Andile, next to you. Andile, morning. How's your Thursday going so far?
Morning, Andile. Superb.
Great to have you guys. Thanks for joining us on a fresh Thursday in Belito, fresh Thursday morning. And let's lift the lid on this thing. NA, Narcotics Anonymous. People might have heard of it, might have some preconceptions about what it is, or might know nothing about it. Rob, maybe you can start the ball rolling for us and explain. What is Narcotics Anonymous, NA, as it's often called?
Yeah, thanks. Firstly, appreciate the opportunity to have this platform to talk about it a little bit. One of the unfortunate realities about an anonymous organization is that it tends to, you know, fall into the background and doesn't get a lot of visibility.
Yeah.
But I think that it is something that we need to make a little bit more visible, you know. NA is, to put it quite simply, a fellowship of people who are recovering from the ravages of addiction in their lives.
Okay.
It's available to everybody, and there's no it's what we like to think of as an anti-exclusivity organization.
What does that mean?
It means that there's no prerequisite for entry.
Okay.
The only thing that we are interested in NA is whether or not a person is interested in recovery from addiction.
And this can be any kind of addiction?
Any kind of addiction.
Okay, yeah. So there's no prerequisite in that respect either?
Yeah. So we focus on recovery, which means that we don't need to think about anything that a person might have been addicted to, whether it be substance or behavior. And we found that our program, our process for recovery, has been very, very effective. And I think a lot of people, you know, in the current contemporary media context, there's a lot of exposure to 12-step programs. So Narcotics Anonymous is a 12-step program. Now, everybody's seen a series or a TV show where
the 12 steps comes up somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's like a group of people sitting in a room drinking bad coffee out of worse cups and uncomfortable chairs.
That's it.
Yeah. And then they're, "Hi, my name is Dave. I'm an addict," or minor, you know. And so I think people are more aware of it.
Yeah.
But I also think that people are not aware of the fact that actually it's here in KZN. It's here in South Africa. And it's making a huge difference in literally tens of thousands of people's lives on a daily basis.
Well, this is what I want to really get into, is the fact that, as you say, it's making a real tangible improvement to many folks' lives. So for the question that I'm sure you encounter a lot, does it work? Andile, does it work?
Yeah, Andile, and first I want to thank the opportunity for allowing us to be here. Yeah, it does work, and we are the proof of it, that we've been in recovery. It don't help us only, it's helped also our families and the people around us. So if you come to this fellowship, you're not just healing one soul, it's healing the family, healing the society at large. And it's visible, it's anonymous, but it is there.
This is the thing. And as you say, you know, the fact that it's anonymous means sometimes it flies under the radar, and anonymous things sometimes don't attract the attention that they deserve. But here we are shining a spotlight on this and explaining that it's about creating these ripples that flow not just through the life of the person who is aiming for recovery, but their whole network, their family, their social circles, their community, their business, their whatever they're involved in. And what does it cost, Rob? I suppose that's the other big question. As soon as you start talking about it, you say, oh, hang on a second, before you go any further, what does it cost?
Yeah, it's mahala. Huh? It's for absolutely for free. There's no cost, there's no fees, there's wow. no dues, there's no obligation that's placed on any of the members. A person just needs to arrive and want to stay, and they are that's all you need to do.
Just be keen to commit to putting in the work, right?
Yeah, what we find is a person comes to one meeting, and if they are ready to make the change in their life, then they will come to another meeting, and the meetings are self-supporting. We do not accept any contributions from any outside sources. We don't accept donations from outside fellowship. We do all our own fundraising internally, and we finance all of our projects and all of our meetings. We volunteer to occupy the positions that manage and operate the meetings and the service structures.
That's amazing. So this is a really, from a sort of a model perspective, it's quite unique in that sense. And obviously it's a model that's been replicated and been proven to work and has spread globally now. And that's kind of what gives its power. It is this, as you say, self-sustaining, self-generating thing. And, when you talk about how independent the whole operation is, I suppose the other question that comes up is, are you affiliated to the church or a religious organization in any respect?
No, we're not affiliated with anybody. We are completely independent. Okay. We feel that in order to pursue our stated primary purpose, which is the carrying the message that an addict, any addict, can stop using drugs, lose the desire to use, and find a new way to live. And that applies also to gambling or any other addictive behavior. The idea is that an addict, any addict, can stop using, lose the desire to use, and find a new way to live.
Wow.
And the process of carrying that message, we feel like it gets interfered with if we associate or engage with any outside enterprise. We remove ourselves from any external controversy. You know, we don't want to be in a position where a position that we have taken as a fellowship might create a barrier to entry to anybody who's looking for that recovery from addiction. And so as a result, we, as a policy, we're very strict about it. We do not associate with any outside enterprise. We're not affiliated with the church. We're not affiliated with the state. We're not affiliated with anything like the police or any other commercial enterprise or like a rehabilitation center or anything else. So we stand entirely alone, and as such we're not beholden to anyone, and we're free to carry our message as an independent, self-sustaining, entity, right? Yeah.
And that kind of leads to the other question that I had. So if you were affiliated with any structures, maybe someone has had something in their past that might have involved illegal activity while they were using, and they might be kind of nervous about pursuing a path of recovery that involves opening up to other people, and is there an informant? Are they going to get reported to the police? Is that something that anyone needs to be concerned about?
Yeah, absolutely not. You know, if that was a thing, nobody would rock up. You know, because none of us are a clean slate, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And we make a point of it. Our meetings are not recorded. We have no mechanism for documenting the people who attend or what happens there. We're not, none of that will get everything that happens inside the meeting, it stays inside the meeting, and at the end of the meeting that's happened now, and that's it. Yeah,
so it's anonymous and it's a safe space.
It's a very safe space. Yeah. And it needs to be a safe space, because for us to be able to pursue our own recovery, we need to be able to maintain that meeting space. And for the meeting space to be maintained, it has to be it has to be a safe space for members to come into.
Yeah.
And the reality is that there's a lot of stigma around addiction, you know. And because of the way that addicts behave and the way that addiction gets sidelined in our like social contexts and stuff like that, there's a lot of like guilt and shame that is attached to it. And so, you know, we're actively working in the process to out that,
yeah,
you know,
to bust that stigma.
To bust that stigma. And we find that, you know, having created a safe space, when members start to attend and they start to use that safe space, they can really progress from those things that were blocking their progress through life, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It works if you work it, as they say sometimes.
Indeed. In fact, we have an assurance that if a member works a program, then we can guarantee recovery. We've never seen a member who worked a program that relapsed. And I don't think anybody else can come close to that kind of a statement. And I'm not just making that statement. You know, I can tell you from personal experience, from my experiences in the rooms. I've been doing this for, you know, more than a few years and in many places as well.
That's a bold thing to put out there. But if you're intrigued to find out more, if you're just catching the middle of this interview, we're talking about Narcotics Anonymous, NA, as it's often referred to. And for information on the South African region, na.org.za is the web portal where you can, from there, find your nearest area, your nearest meeting. And when it comes to this idea of meetings, how do they work, Andile? Maybe you can shed some light on like what is a meeting.
Yeah, Andile, again, meeting is a safe space for us to come out of our shells. Mm. It's for us to learn about life. We go there with like didn't know how to live life. When we come to those meetings, we learn how to become people, human beings, proper human beings. And that comes out to the manner after going to those meetings, we represent ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We train to have that self-dignity,
yeah,
self-love, something which we learned by those circles. And some of the people, when you watch movies, it's became like a bizarre that if you go to those circles, then you're a loser in life. But that's where you become a person. That's where you become. That's where you grow.
It's exactly the opposite, right?
Yes. And it's worldwide. If something is worldwide, so there is a positive impact in people's life. And what Robert's saying also, we guaranteed it. If you practice this, you will.
Come right. You will be on that road to recovery.
It's 100%.
And when it comes to the frequency of meetings and how folks can find and attend a meeting, how does that work, Rob?
Well, there's a lot of meetings happening. And one of the hidden blessings from the whole COVID experience is that a lot of meetings moved online. So it's possible to use an online portal to find a meeting, which is available on our website at almost any time. And bear in mind, like when we talk about physical meetings, it's estimated that there are more than 72,000 meetings held weekly in 143 countries across the globe.
Whoa.
Now, in South Africa, we're probably looking at about 220 meetings held weekly.
Sure.
In KZN alone, there's, I'm actually not sure about the numbers, but it's between 30 and 50.
Yeah? Amazing. So you should be able to find a weekly meeting close to you, basically. Yeah.
So let's just bring it closer to home here. You know, we're sitting in Belito, and in Belito itself, there are NA meetings four times a week, actually. There's two meetings that happen in Umhlali at 7 o'clock at the church alongside the boxing ring.
Mm-hmm.
That is on a Tuesday at 7 o'clock in the evening. They're squashed between the boxing place and the post office in Umhlali. And so that's 7 o'clock on a Tuesday and on a Thursday. And then in Belito, we meet on the beach at the bottom of Fox LaRue Avenue.
Yes.
And on a Friday evening, we have a sunset meeting there on the beach. It's kind of cool. And then on a Saturday evening, we meet at 5 o'clock in the Bilito Library.
Okay. And if you wanted to attend more than one meeting a week, that's an option, right?
Yeah. No, you should go to a meeting every day, especially in early recovery, you know. I certainly did. Hell, okay. There was a time when I was attending 9 meetings a week. And it would have been more, but I had to go to work as well.
For sure. So you're getting the picture here. And if you're intrigued and you're keen to find out more and to attend one of those meetings or all of those meetings held locally, what's the smartest way to connect, to find out more information, to get in touch and to show up?
So there's two very simple avenues or portals to the NA program here. The first one, as was mentioned just now, is the website. That is at www.na.org.za. Mm-hmm. And you can refine that to www.na.org.za/KZN.
Uh-huh.
And the other option is the helpline. The phone line is a 24-hour phone line. It is run by recovering addicts. And you'll find a person on the other end of the phone who's able to communicate with you and is going to understand exactly what you've been through because they've been through the same. And that number is 0861006962. That's 0861006962.
There you go. And if you got a chance to put that on your phone, or if you missed it, you'll find that number and a whole bunch of other information on the web at na.org.za. And you've been getting the perspective right here on a Thursday morning on Radio Life and Style, looking at Narcotics Anonymous, NA, what it is, how it works, and how it can fit into your life, particularly if you or someone close to you has been in the grips of addiction, and if you're looking for a road to recovery, you'll find it. You'll find a program that you can work and a fellowship of people to support you. And in the studio with me this morning, representing the KZN NA Fellowship, Rob Andile in the background, Nadine and Petra. And guys, thanks so much for coming in this morning, for shedding some light on the NA story, and for keeping the ball rolling and supporting those that are already in the fellowship and those who are surely going to be joining after hearing this interview.
No, thank you very much.
You heard it, and looking to have more discussions in this space in the not too distant future. I hope you will be back again for another chat. What do you say?
We'd love to.
Hey, you heard it, guys. And Radio Life and Style coming to you live from the heart of Bilito. 7 minutes to go before we get to the top of the hour.